The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. It's hard to believe, I know, but every week we do this three times a week. So listen up, listen in. Here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and, oh, incredibly grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have a gigantic, incredible, beautiful display of all the great nutrients you could do. The Alive and Well brand also organically across the board, fabulous different formulas, wonderful prices, everybody reporting all the time about the great benefits and protein powders, et cetera, so forth, you name it.
And
the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. The Broth Cafe, the broad spectrum broth. In other words, all kinds of wonderful dishes, beautiful, lots of organic foods, lots of organic choices, wonderful things, but great versatility. I love the word versatility, but it expresses whatever your particular choice. We don't impose a choice in this sense. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, whatever, it should be the wild caught, it should be the without the chemicals, it should be without the poison, it should be the vegetables grown that way. All those things are available for you at the amazing Broth Cafe. You know, I just want to say, too, because things happen unexpectedly but always wonderfully, and we're very grateful all the time about every single day we get the delivery of the local organic farmers' beautiful produce that is used in all of our dishes, in all of our juices, et cetera, and so forth. And we are so grateful to the local farmers for doing this and the relationship that we have each with them continuously. Well, we had a testimonial, and he's a doctor of acupuncture. He came over and said that to me, and he has a charming wife. They had just had lunch, and he said, and she confirmed the fabulous foods, so cleansed of poisons. This, he said, but I honor your commitment to the organic, to the healthy, to the wonderful ways that you provide for us here, he says, and the integrative relationship with the farmers, with the community. And he was very vociferous. I like that word, but he kept talking about that and saying that. And it was our first meeting, actually, about how important it was and that he admired and loved our commitment and our living that way. And, of course, they loved the food and the presentation and the beauty of the Broth Cafe.
The store is really an outgrowth of you and me and Darren, in that we live that way.
That is exactly.
And that's, we want to share the rewards, the health rewards you get when you do live that way. Because your body is not designed to eat pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and all the different poisons that are in the foods, okay? Not designed to eat so much sugar and carbohydrates. Not designed to eat all the junk, the flavorings and the colorings and everything else that's in food. So we present what we do, and what we do is eat as clean as we can.
That's right, but we're so grateful for the local farmers and all
for
these
sure.
other things. And one of the major things that is included in also with you can fill up your jugs, but it's also included in all the recipes and everything that's made there is the Vortex powered water. Can you explain a little bit about
the
Vortex
water?
Vortex water
is gathering your canteen full of mountain fresh, tumbling, splashing, spraying water down the cliffs of God knows where. It's real alive water again. There's water is H2O, but how vital is that H2O? Well, with the vortex delivery system, if you will, the vortexing restores the whole twist and nuance flavorings and construction of H2O.
That's
so
right.
You're getting the real deal when you use the vortex. Bring your glass jugs in, or if you don't have a glass jug, you can buy one at the store. And when you get it, buy a glass jug, you get a free fill. So come on in, bring your containers and fill them up. People bring 5-gallon containers and fill them up on a regular basis. And we don't have room for a 5-gallon container at home, so we use the half gallon.
That's right.
We've got half gallons laying around.
Right. And you know, as far back as 1938, when a famous doctor, Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And
yeah.
One of the main things was the emphasis on the super healthy water. And as they have absolutely concluded, pure water is the most effective source of energy in the world, and this particular one has a free electrons and supports your body in the neutralization of free radicals and regenerates it. The thing that's interesting to me, and it's sad, but it's interesting in this aspect. Again on the news this week, over and over, they were talking about how throughout the United States that there was all kinds of toxic chemicals in mm-hmm. regular water coming through faucets, okay? And what is wonderful about the vortex power is that it's cleansed, it's energizing, it gives structure to the water, detoxification, saves energy, and is wonderful for the environment and for plants and animals and everything else.
And again, we filter the water again before it's vortexed, okay? So whatever the county water is coming through the pipes, we refilter it one more time, and then it's vortex as it comes out of the faucet.
That's right. And you know, I want to start by saying here that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. You know, but people on medication take them off doctor's area. We share just wonderful information, and I just am thrilled at how you can share what the great nutrients and the great things that from Alive and Well have, how they've changed your life. Again, I'm not making a claim. We're just sharing testimonials. Well, we had interesting because I have shared on the thing of that we wouldn't have children if it hadn't been for nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to take out my uterus when I was 22, just after I was married, and said I had a giant tumor, large orange, small grapefruit. I had to take out your uterus, and if I take the tumor, you'll be dead in 6 months. At the time, what we knew was the great work of Dr. Schutt.
If you didn't take out the tumor,
that's right.
They said you would be dead in six
exactly.
months. Okay.
And thankfully, what we knew very little at the time. Nutrition was just beginning, and we were beginners in that too, but thank God for the Dr. Schutt, S-H-U-T-E, from Canada, and his brother, one was an OBGYN, the other a cardiologist. But Dr. Schutt discovered that natural vitamin E, natural vitamin E enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogens, toxic estrogens, that can cause tumors. And he gave that to his patients, and they experienced the loss of the tumors. And that happened with me.
Right.
And we had two testimonials just this week. It's amazing. A lady came in and said, it's really, she said that her uterine fibroid was much improved, shrinking down with the Happy Progesterone Cream, which we've talked about, the DIM, which is D-indolmethane, a natural compound from cruciferous vegetables, okay, natural vitamin E, super omega-3, super pure omega-3, and vitamin D3. She says it's shrinking. No soy. She doesn't have any soy because it's an estrogenic toxin, and no foods that are not organic, she said. The same week, a wonderful gal, she said her large amount of uterine fibroids, those are her words, were all gone when she took natural vitamin E, the Happy Progesterone Cream, and DIM. She said, it's a miracle. It's wonderful. And she was so sweet and so charming and wonderful.
What is not really recognized by us lay people and most of the population is that the hormone imbalance that happens in men and women.
Right.
Women and men. Is that your testosterone, your estrogen, and your progesterone hormone levels go by the time you're 40 years old.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
So they're all, the diminishing of one gives a predominance and a toxicity of another, and so the imbalance is created. By restoring the proper balance, by reducing the excess estrogens, because testosterone in men changes into dihydrotestosterone. Dihydrotestosterone is a nowhere testosterone. It doesn't do anything for your maleness or your ability to make love. It is just a waste of your testosterone. But by using the progesterone cream that Dr. John Lee formulated, oh my golly, 50 years ago.
Right.
Okay. It's been around at least that long.
And it's all from plants, standardized use.
Yeah.
It has to be used externally the way other top doctors, including Niels Larson, OBGYN, head of Mount Sinai Hospital, New York.
And there's no toxicity to it.
Zero.
It reduces excess estrogens, which happen in males. The testosterone is converted into dihydrotestosterone and estrogens, and in women, the reduction of progesterone as they reach their 40th birthday gives dominance to estrogen.
That's right.
And by using the Happy PMS progesterone cream that Dr. Lee formulated, reduces the excess estrogens and helps to refortify and bring back to a normal state the bioidentical progesterone, which is anti-cancer,
right,
anti-tumor,
right,
all kinds of one health
well,
benefits.
Very well said. And one of the actual definitions is that the natural progesterone used as a cream fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to fold lumps. It actually saved me years later from solid rock breasts, they said. You have no normal tissue. Your breasts are like solid rocks, bean bags, those nice doctors mm-hmm. said. And they said, we have to amputate or you're going to die. Well, I've heard that before. But that's when we were working with a top nutritionist who had learned about what Dr. Lee had discovered and put together. And when I used the cream, everything normalized. And that's been
it.
Many years since Neil, you know, it's almost 40 years ago. And everything's been normal ever since. It's just amazing.
And not only is it great for the hormonal balance, but it's terrific for your skin.
And bones as well,
because progesterone builds bone.
That's right, it
okay.
does. You know, this is interesting too. Again, I'm not making it all a claim. She said, I have to tell you this. Close to my age, a wonderful lady was saying, she's had constant UTIs, bladder infections, all right? Bladder infection, she kept taking antibiotics, they kept returning. She had terrible pain, and then it came back again with terrible pain and back pain and urinary pain. She decided to try a product she got at Alive and Well that helped her allergies very much. It was a combination of nutrients that helped her allergies. She said I couldn't believe it. She said almost right away, all of her bladder pain disappeared, and she's been having perfect urination without any of that.
What a relief.
And
my God.
I said, well, probably because when you get the right nutrients, you stop inflammation. And inflammation can be a major cause. Can you talk about one thing that has a major power at stopping inflammation?
Inflammation, it's such an innocuous term, inflammation. Well, inflammation is not that innocuous. Because as we get older, chronic inflammatory state starts to pervade in most everybody. And the inflammation really is another word for the name of fire. Consider this. You light a match and watch it burn down about halfway, blow it out, and then you see the charred remains of the match above where the fire was. And that's what happens to your arteries and capillaries and your cells and your cell walls and the things that are vital for normal metabolic function in your body. That's what happens with inflammation. There's no raging fire, but it's chronic inflame,
which
overheats and destroys connective tissue,
yes.
whether it's a cell or whether it's the mitochondria or whether it's whatever it is in your body.
Or joints and other structures, right, Dan?
Go ahead. Right, Dan.
Yes.
It does all of that. But the nutrients put out the fire.
Right.
Sugar creates the fire. Safflower oil, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils all create excessive inflammation. And vitamin C and CardioQ10 and other nutrients put out the fire.
And you know, one gentleman, again, he's so great. He has a business on Maui, and he says, but he always comes in and says how all of his customers that he talks to, because the pain power was such a miracle for him.
Pain power is a miracle.
And he says he gets nonstop testimonials. And then he just said the other day, he said he was coming in to fill his water bottles and get his vitamins and pick up his pain power. And he said, I told the firefighter, who's one of my friends and customers, he said, I told him, because he has terrible pain in his feet, I said, not only do you need different shoes, but the most important thing you need is pain power.
Yeah,
you're
baby.
On your feet. You're using your feet. The feet, the tissue breaks down, especially as we get older, and you get inflammation.
As you get older, that's a very key phrase,
honey.
Thank
you. Thank you for giving me that credit.
As you get older, okay? Because as we get older.
Ooh, the royal we. That's right.
Yeah, well, as human beings get older, inflammation increases.
Yes,
why?
Right.
Because the normal process of aging, of growing, of cell regeneration is compromised. We don't digest as well. We don't absorb the nutrients as well. We have other immune functions which are degraded. But look at what happens. With all those minor things that happen to you as you get older, like digestion.
Yes, that's right. But before we get into digestion, can I just say, remember, just as this gentleman says, when it's not only the aging, but it's also the different work that we do, that we constantly use. Maybe we're having things where we work using the upper body or the joints or this type of thing, or like the firefighter on his feet all the time. Also the tissue then breaks down more readily because it's hyperused.
It is not just hyper-used, honey. It is also less nutrients getting to every cell.
Right.
Your heart doesn't beat with the same strength at 40 than it did at 18. So it doesn't deliver the nutrients, the oxygen, and all the nutrients to each and every cell to rejuvenate that cell like it did when you were younger. Okay? And the ability to digest food is compromised by 50, 60%, 70% by the time you're mid-50s. You don't make the enzymes to digest the food as thoroughly as you did when you were younger. Therefore, the nutrients aren't derived from the food and delivered throughout your body to restore. So it's a combination of things, of the year accumulation, the body naturally decomposing, as it were, as from what it was when you were 18 or 20 years of age. And so more symptoms start to accrue. They call that aging.
And pain power has been, that's why with that gentleman, but with also constant people stopping the inflammation, restoring the different joints in the whole body, pain power has been such a miracle.
That's a miracle.
All natural,
absolutely.
No side effects, no allergens, none of those things, but terrific.
And
you know,
pain power puts out the fire.
Put out the fire, exactly. And helps to then to regenerate so the tissues rebuild.
You said
and
it, baby.
Anywhere in the body. That's what's so wonderful. It's
That's
a
right.
broad spectrum beauty. A broad
Parkinson's
spectrum beauty.
Disease, arthritis, you name the disease.
That's right.
As holistic physicians have said for years, all disease, all ill health scenarios develop from chronic inflammation.
That's right.
Fire in a little microscopic cell destroys that cell. We'll amplify that by how many cells do you have. If it's chronic inflammation, you've got fire.
You know, this is very exciting to me because I keep going back to the fact that, and sometimes you can make a mistake in not stressing what great doctors have taught us. Think about Europe. The leading nutrient in Europe for so many decades, just been like forever. What the doctors there discovered, I don't know how they discovered it, was this particular amino acid in the form of acetyl L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
And they found, and what the main thing that they use for regenerating the brain, and it's right up there with the heart, is the acetyl form of L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the holistic doctor's report about this acetyl, which passes, the acetyl telling you that it passes barriers. It passes the blood-brain barrier to help the brain. It passes the blood-brain barrier to help the muscles. It passes, it's just, and even the liver, all kinds of things, okay? So here is the doctor's report about...
Well, before you start, L-carnitine is a very important amino acid.
Yes.
But
and
the brain can't use L-carnitine.
And that's what they say.
Exactly.
Maintaining energy levels, say the whole holistic, I'm quoting them, start with carnitine, a simple amino acid. But the doctor says, for over 20 years, I have been recommending a nutrient called acetyl-L-carnitine to my fatigue patients. Acetyl-L-carnitine is an amino acid, and amino acids are building blocks of protein. Can you read this here, dear?
You bet I can.
Okay. A little bit about the acetyl-L-carnitine.
Word for word, verbatim, folks. The brain, heart, kidneys are the most active and mitochondria-rich organs of the body and produce the most carnitine. Unfortunately, research indicates that the concentration of carnitine declines with age, reducing the integrity of the mitochondrial membrane. Ah, ha, ha, ha. So the doesn't make...
Yes, that's right. And they go on to say here that it's a mitochondrial fat burner. It transports fatty acids across the mitochondrial membrane into the mitochondria so they can be oxidized or burned to produce energy. The acetyl-L-carnitine removes, says the doctor, metabolic waste from the mitochondria that is created during energy production. Acetyl-L-carnitine, he says, also supports healthy mitochondrial membrane function related to aging. Emerging research shows that acetyl-L-carnitine plays a positive role in cognitive, that's the brain function. And can you read that?
It says right here, the doctor says, I've always recommended combining L-carnitine with cardio-CoQ10, a potent antioxidant that helps moderate free radical damage. Cardio-Q10... is the perfect energizing complement to acetyl-L-carnitine.
That's right, okay? That's right.
The cardio-Q10 is the perfect partner for acetyl-L-carnitine. Both are essential to the production of energy in the body. That is, they recreate, they energize the mitochondria.
That's right.
Now, folks, if I could take just a second. The mitochondria are in each and every cell in your body, but you can't see a human cell. A human cell is invisible unless it's under a microscope. But when you look in that cell, there's up to, in the heart muscle, there are 5,000 energy-producing organelles called mitochondria. Invisible. As the cell is invisible, the mitochondria are also invisible. There's 5,000 of them. The brain has 10,000 per cell. But the acetyl-L-carnitine and the cardio-Q10 energize those mitochondria. So you're producing you're creating a whole healthy new cell. And that's what's so compelling about using the nutrients that these holistic physicians are talking about. Let me finish getting back to the article. Cardio-Q10 is the perfect partner for acetyl-L-carnitine. Both are essential to the production of energy in every cell in your body. Like L-carnitine, cardio-Q10 is produced and supplemented in the body and metabolized very efficiently. Whereas carnitine carries free fatty acids into the mitochondria to make energy, cardio-Q10 is involved in the actual production of energy inside the invisible mitochondria.
Right, One more short paragraph. Go right ahead, please.
Cardio-Q10 is also a naturally occurring antioxidant that promotes cellular health. With its antioxidant capabilities, cardio-Q10 scavenges cell-damaging free radicals, which are inflammatory.
Exactly. And Dr. Frank Schallenberger, MD, reports, Dr. Frank Schellenberger reports here that he's talking about preventing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other brain diseases with nutrients. And he talks about the mitochondria. I'll get to that in a second. But one of the points he makes here is he talks about the two main nutrients, just as you've been talking about, the cardio-Q10 and acetyl-L-carnitine. And he says, if there is not enough acetyl-L-carnitine present, even if thyroid hormones are adequate, whatever, mitochondrial dysfunction will definitely result.
Yep.
And then he goes on about the scientists and what they had to say about the cardio-Q10. And he says, without adequate cardio-Q10, the mitochondria of the cell simply cannot get to first base. And mitochondrial dysfunction refers to a condition in which the mitochondria do not perform at optimal levels. This leads to a breakdown of cell function. And when these cells are neurological cells, the result is a neurological disease. He's talking about Alzheimer's, brain diseases, and Parkinson's.
Amen.
And just like you say, he says all cells have thousands of tiny bubble-like structures called mitochondria. The mitochondria are where our cells process oxygen into energy. It is the energy that is provided by the mitochondria that keeps our cells alive and functioning. And he goes on and on and on and on, okay? But he's speaking here and emphasizing about the cardio-Q10 and acetyl-L-carnitine and the critical nature they have to prevent brain diseases. And he says, I want you to read this, because I've read this already. I want you to read this, my dear, about what he says about what scientists have discovered, okay?
Okay. Here goes, verbatim, folks. In 2008, scientists compared the brains of Parkinson's patients with patients without Parkinson's disease and again discovered a significant reduction in cardio-Q10 levels.
Whoa.
They stated, quote, in conclusion, the results of this study indicate evidence of a deficiency in brain cardio-Q10 status that can be involved in the pathophysiology of Parkinson's disease.
Patho meaning sickness, the destruction. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Other studies, they say, have reported that Parkinson's patients also have decreased levels of cardio-Q10 in their blood and platelets. And still other studies have shown that people with depleted levels of cardio-Q10 in the blood are more likely to get Parkinson's. Researchers then looked at what happens to newly diagnosed Parkinson's patients when they gave them 300 to 1,200 milligrams per day of cardio-Q10. They discovered, surprise, surprise, that all of the doses tested reduced the progression of Parkinson's, with the higher doses being the most efficient.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
And it also has to do with the heart. The heart is strengthened by cardio-Q10.
Of course.
The heart pumps more efficiently, stronger, and it carries with it more. The blood then carries more oxygen because the heart is pumping stronger to the lungs, picking up the oxygen and delivering it to your brain.
And remember the acetyl form, he goes right on and emphasizes that that's just, it's right up there with the powerful buddies, mm-hmm. with the cardio-Q10, because he says the acetyl, without enough acetyl-L-carnitine present, you know, mitochondrial dysfunction in the heart and all part and the nervous system will result. So it's important to also take awareness of what we learned from the European doctors for the heart and the brain about acetyl-L-carnitine and taking also with your cardio-Q10.
Amen, sister.
Yes, and you know, I'm grateful here to Dr. McCullough, MD, because he gives a summary and then a statements based on all medical clinical trials. And he says, what you need to know about vitamin K2, the MK7, D3, and calcium. And he says here in his summary, and I'll give the rest to you, dear, okay? Vitamin K2 is an important fat-soluble vitamin that plays critical roles in protecting your heart and brain and building strong bones. It also plays an important role in cancer protection. The biological role of vitamin K2 is to help move calcium into the proper areas in your body, such as your bones and teeth. It removes calcium from areas where it shouldn't be, such as in your arteries and soft tissues. The optimal amounts of K2 are like the 200 micrograms of vitamin K2 would be enough to activate your body's K2-dependent proteins to shuttle calcium to proper areas. You have to take oral vitamin D3, and you also need to take vitamin K2, for they work synergistically together.
Okay, and here's what other holistic physicians are going into greater detail. In that vitamin, you've always heard forever that you need sunshine, you need vitamin D3 for strong, healthy bones. Well, that isn't the entire picture. Vitamin D3, yes, you need in copious amounts, and nobody ever gets the right amount according to holistic physicians. But you need vitamin D3 to help bring the calcium from the intestines into the bloodstream. And then vitamin D3 washes its hands and says, well, I got the calcium here. What's going to happen next? Any K2 around? Any K2? All calls for K2, pick up this calcium and get it out of here because it's going to form plaque. If you don't move it, it's going to form plaque. And that's exactly what happens. When you take the Mark 7 K2 supplement, when you get the right amount of green vegetables and not sugars and carbohydrates and sweets, when you get the right nutrients in your body, the K2 picks up the calcium that's laying in your arteries and your capillaries and puts it where? In your bones.
That's right. And then he summarizes the quote from the top doctor's Room Bleu, okay, and he says that it plays a major role in removing calcium from areas where it shouldn't be.
Which is your arteries.
Such as your arteries and soft tissues.
Yeah.
And the doctor says K2 is really critical for keeping your bones strong and your arteries clear, okay? And he goes into how that vitamin K2 offers a number of health advantages, stays in your body, it does all of that. And he talks about, here's the summary, why don't you read that summary here?
Keep in mind the bone. When you have osteoporosis, you'd get weak bones. When you got osteoporosis, the calcium isn't getting into your bones. Well, these holistic physicians point out when you take the K2, you get the calcium in the bones and the rebuilding of the bones the way it's designed to do. So picking up from here what this doctor says, quote, verbatim, 80% of Americans do not get enough vitamin K2 in their diet to activate their K2 proteins, which is similar to the deficiency rate of vitamin D. Vitamin K2 deficiency leaves you vulnerable for a number of chronic diseases, which include osteoporosis, heart disease, heart attack and stroke, inappropriate calcification deposits, brain disease, cancer, and calcification of the heel spurs to kidney stones. It goes on, it says,
on
this doctor
on
goes on.
On
to say, I talked about vitamin K2 moving calcium around the body. Its other main role is to activate proteins that control cell growth. That means vitamin K2 has a very important role to play in cancer protection, says Room Bleu.
And Rachel Blaylock says the same thing. He says the exact same thing. I'll talk that
when
about
we're lacking
that in
K2, we're at much greater risk for osteoporosis and heart disease and cancer, says the doctor. And these concerns, researchers have also been looking into other health benefits. For example, a study published in the Journal of Modern Rheumatology found that vitamin K2 has the potential to improve, turning the page, to improve disease activity besides osteoporosis in those with rheumatoid arthritis. Another study published in the journal Science found that vitamin K2 serves as a mitochondrial electron carrier, thereby helping maintain normal adenosine triphosphate production.
Cellular
and
energy.
Here we go, back to mitochondria.
Yes, cellular energy.
Such as that found in Parkinson's disease.
Right. And you know, yes, and Russell Blaylock, I don't want to leave that without saying his thing here. Okay, he says, most of us know how the critical role cardiovascular protection, brain protection, strengthening of bones, but also inhibiting several types of cancer and immune modulator. And he goes on about how vitamin K2 also reduces inflammation and blocks intense immune reactions, especially when used in conjunction with vitamin D3. And of particular interest, says Dr. Blaylock, is the ability of various forms of K2 to significantly reduce critical factors in cardiovascular disease. And he's focusing just on the one active form, which is K2-MK7. One study involving 16,000 people found that for each 10 micrograms of vitamin K2 taken, the risk of heart disease was reduced by 9%.
Oh, my God.
So that is, if you take 100, which is one capsule of the Alive and Well, that's 10 times. That's 90%. Another study found a much higher lower incidence of coronary artery calcification, which is an indicator of greater heart attack or risk when the arteries get calcified. Yet another impressive study of 4,807 people with a 10-year follow-up, listen, found a 41% lower risk of heart disease.
41%.
On a 10-year follow-up of all those thousands of people, and those with the highest intake of vitamin K2. Vitamin K2, they say, vitamin K comes in different forms, but the vitamin K2, he says, MK7, has the greatest protective benefits for the heart and reduces the buildup of calcium deposits in soft tissues. So it's the K2 MK7.
And the brain, not just the heart,
yes,
the brain.
Yes, but he's talking here about cardio. That's a leading cause of death.
Yes, and dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's
that's
disease
exactly
are
what
all
they
ramifications
said.
Of not getting the blood flow and oxygen delivery to the brain. So it's amazing what this stuff can do.
It is amazing.
Because, again, folks, vitamin D is good for bones, going to build bones, take lots of vitamin D. Yes, take lots of vitamin D. But vitamin D doesn't get into the bones with it. The mitochondria in the cells have to deliver that calcium into the bones. And vitamin K2, Mark 7 form, is the proper transporter, if you will, to get that calcium out of laying in the arteries and into the bones and the brains where it belongs.
Right. You know, it's interesting because he has a large article, Blaylock, about the discoveries of Parkinson's and the neurodegenerative disease. And he was just talking about all of the different ways that these nutrients can help. And he does say here, makes an important point, because you've said a lot like this, Den. And this is Dr. Blaylock reporting. People with inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, have a 22% greater risk of developing Parkinson's. And he cites the medical trials that have supported this.
Right.
That's because IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, causes inflammation in the gut, which mutates a particular negative, he calls it alpha-synuclein, which then triggers an immune reaction. The fact that inflammation plays a major role in the development of Parkinson's has been demonstrated by the discovery that reducing inflammatory cytokines, TNF-alpha, reduces the incidence of Parkinson's disease by 78%.
And what reduces inflammation?
Right.
What reduces inflammation?
It reduces its pain power.
Pain power.
And remember the other part, though, which has been very important point that you make all the time, too, which is so important. And he talks about how this cytokine is the link between an inflammation and excitotoxicity, the destruction process seen in Parkinson's, with all clinical trials, you know, backing that up. Okay, now here's the thing. Well, one of the important points that people don't seem to know very much about, that you often point up, is when we don't digest the food we eat, when we're improperly not really digesting it, and this is chronic, we don't produce those enzymes or any of those.
The older you get, the more inefficient your digestion becomes.
Yes, and I want you to talk about that. But first, when we don't digest the food, the undigested food gives off toxins, inflammatory compounds, breaks down the tissue, and causes a cytokine release. And he's talking about the gut connection. The gut connection is greatly how the gut works and preventing the IBD and the inflammation that can be such a contributor to Parkinson's and other diseases has to do with digestion.
That's right.
Tell us
about that. Digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. How many times have you heard, maybe you've experienced it yourself, that when you're getting heartburn or indigestion or gassy and farty and putrefaction and all kinds of foul-smelling defecations, and you go see a doctor about the problem, and he says, well, you've got too much acid. That's why you have this problem. Well, so he gives you an antacid drug. Well, the antacid drug relieves the symptoms. Thank goodness the symptoms are less intense. But the antacid drug neutralizes the stomach's action of and intestine's action of digestion and absorption. The digestion and absorption should be is in young people a highly acid environment. And that acid, hydrochloric acid, and other enzymes stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus, the little opening. When you swallow, the esophagus opens up and drops the food into the stomach and then closes tight again because the acid is so strong, it stimulates that muscle, that sphincter, to squeeze tight, preventing the acid from coming up your gullet and your throat and giving you cancer. But as you age, your acid levels diminish. And as your acid levels diminish, the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus is not properly stimulated to squeeze tightly shut between swallows. So the acid that's there comes up your esophagus and gives you throat cancer. Well, thank God, the drugs reduce that acid in your esophagus. But it also stops digestion. So what's the answer, say holistic physicians? The answer is to take digestive enzymes, which increase the acid in your stomach, and that increases the stimulation of the sphincter of your bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows, and the acid doesn't come up your throat.
That's right.
It's
and it's
just
right.
that simple. Now,
and
here's something else
yes,
that happens.
Yes.
The other ramifications of that is that hydrochloric acid and other digestive enzymes are not neutralized by drugs. They continue the digestive process all the way through your 27 feet of small intestine.
Beautiful.
All the way to your
Beautiful.
Colon, okay? So the pathogens that grow there in the absence of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, those pathogens don't occur because the enzymes digest them. They neutralize
right.
them. And you don't have a smelly farts, and you don't have the bad digestion problems of upset and groaning and moaning all night with an upset stomach.
And you don't have the destruction of the alimentary canal, the digestive
absolutely.
Tract.
Absolutely,
that's very very important.
Now a major factor is this: that when you're young, you make digestive enzymes from here to the moon. But as you approach your 50th birthday, get this. The holistic physicians point out you've lost 70% of your ability to properly digest and assimilate your food because you don't make the acids and enzymes you did when you were a kid.
Right. So taking the right one, you know, that's why we have
the
super digest design. And we get constant reports about how perfect it is because it has everything in the proper balance. This is very important, too. We love and respect the great doctors that orthomolecular medicine. There's the orthomolecular medical service.
Amen.
These are all doctors, okay? And they did this as immediate release because it was so important how to prevent sepsis mortality, you know, the death that causes this toxicity throughout the body that can cause death, etc.
Right.
And they're emphasizing certain nutrients, okay? And here's one of the things that they're saying about preventing that death with this sepsis. And it goes on, and they quote the clinical trials for everything that they say. By increasing glutathione, NAC+, improved, and they talk in the clinical trials, improved the immune, they long-term supplementation, they and long-term, all of these different things, improved the immune defense of the body and reduced viral-induced sickness, reducing severity and duration of influenza symptoms. NAC supplements lowered the incidence of serious infectious disease complications like pneumonia and sepsis. The risk of ventilator, that's what you get in the hospital, associated VAP, is one of the leading causes of hospital-acquired sepsis.
And
it
death.
Was reduced by 42% by administrating NAC.
Right.
A huge cause of death, 42% by administration of NAC clinical trials. Okay? NAC is effective for the prevention of both community and hospital-acquired sepsis. That means whether you get it when you're not in the hospital or whether you get it in the. That's another tremendous thing about the NAC+.
NAC is N-acetylcysteine. It's an amino acid. It's one of the healthiest amino acids there is because the NAC helps to rebuild, restore, renew, bring back to life any kind of a liver condition, a fatty liver disease, or elevated liver enzymes, or kidneys, or kidney problems, inflammatory urinary tract, bladder and kidney and urinary tract. But NAC is remarkable, and it has helped people that have emphysema and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. All kinds of brain function as well is vastly improved, and youthfulness of metabolism in the cells throughout your body.
Right.
It is a phenomenal nutrient, and you've heard my testimonial too many times. I'm not going to go into that again. But by using NAC. I just can't praise it enough.
That's right. And just as the orthomolecular medical doctors, very, very famous, quoting all the clinical trials, and they were talking about supportive nutrients. They say supplementation for the polyphenol quercetin, okay, mm-hmm. has been tremendous for helping patients fight viral infection. Just as we say all the time, the natural part of the plant, the coloring matter of the plant, not just vitamin C alone, but the quercetin. Mm-hmm. We always tell people like that. And he talks about they also say, this is a real important point, they say an active form of curcumin, say the doctors, one of nature's best responses to inflammation. Preclinical data show that this type of curcumin strongly inhibits inflammatory process in sepsis and improves survival by inhibiting the sepsis-induced complications in organs.
And it isn't just sepsis.
No, they go on, but I'm just talking about this. Since curcumin has a low bioavailability, they said you take the bioperine extract, so for higher absorption. One of the main things that they've talked about this, and they say that this form of curcumin reduces the risk of developing serious infection disease complications. Even in the study they go into with the COVID-19 patients, they completely prevented disease progression and reduced death 83%.
Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that amazing? I want you, and it says here, curcumin can even inhibit malaria, say the doctors. Preclinical shows that it can eradicate parasites and significantly reduce the risk of death. That's why, again, that form of curcumin in high potency with the bioperine extract, which was shown to be 1,000 to 2,000 times better absorption, is one of the main ingredients in pain power.
That's what pain power is all about, is reducing inflammation. And the tool they use in creating this product was curcumin. Curcumin is derived from turmeric. Turmeric contains about 1 to 2% curcumin content per turmeric root. But curcumin in the pain power is a concentrated form. It's 2,000% more effective than turmeric in reducing inflammation, of restoring normal metabolic function, of knocking out pathogenic activity in every cell in your body. That's why it's so effective for any form of inflammation. Where is that inflammation? In your thumbs or your wrists, your knees, your hips? Yeah, yeah. How about your liver? How about your brain? How about your vascular system? That's inflammation. That's fire again, talking about fire. Well, what puts out the fire? Curcumin is the fire hose. Curcumin is the fire department. It comes out and gets rid of the excessive inflammation, thereby saving healthy tissue, thereby restoring normal metabolic function in every little tiny, weeny, teeny little microscopic cell in your body.
And there, with the bioperine extract, the natural extract that makes it much higher absorption, along with the ancient Boswellia, for thousands of years for pain,
and
also helping the whole digestive tract too, and also the systemic enzymes in high potency that help with the arteries and the whole body and eat up the inflammatory compounds with zero allergens and zero animals, zero anything like that.
Natokinase and Serratio Peptidase, that host of enzymes accompany this. It's a really all comprehensive formula for reducing inflame fire in your cells.
And guess who would be dancing with you right now, Dan? Harvard doctors. Guess why?
Dancing with me?
They would be dancing with you.
They would be dancing. I'd be watching.
They would be dancing right now with you, because this is what Harvard doctors had to say. Harvard docs scientists. Now, remember, that's the most respected docs in the U.S. of A. Harvard scientists reviewed 35 years of vitamin research. Okay, you got to hear this. Their conclusion? Adults do not consume an optimal quality of vitamins by diet alone. Here's what Harvard researchers said. Every adult, this is the exact quote, should take a high-potency multivitamin daily as a safe and inexpensive way to optimize health with support nutrients. The typical multivitamins, they say, forget to add enough antioxidants, and these antioxidants, they say, are necessary to neutralize cell-damaging free radicals. What's more, nutritional shortfalls are even more common in those folks over 50. Can you talk why the Harvard doctors would be dancing with you about Healthy One?
Because it fulfills every requirement. You just read what they just said. And it's a comprehensive. I mean, folks, when you the term multiple vitamin, multiple simply means more than one. So you could get a standard product in any drugstore, any email, whatever form of commerce you want to enter. But if it's more than one, it's a multiple. So people put out, manufacturers put out minimal amounts of maybe five or six vitamins and call that a multiple vitamin. Well, folks, it ain't a multiple vitamin. Compared to Healthy One, they don't compare.
Right.
Because Healthy One is an all-vegetable source, food source, vitamin, mineral content with reams of natural healthy components.
Organic greens and natural enzymes to help you digest it. Super high vitamins and nutrition.
But great potencies. If you look at a common vitamin, it gives you 1.3 milligrams. That's the minimum daily requirement. They call it recommended daily allowance now. But that's the minimum. The minimum means enough to keep you standing and breathing. That's about it. But you get optimal levels with Healthy One. Check it out. Come into Alive and Well. Pick up a bottle of Alive of Healthy One and read the contents. It's going to knock your eyes out, baby.
Absolutely. And tremendous support for all your glands and everything else like that. Talk about support for all your glands and everything. I think the Harvard doctors would definitely be dancing around Alive and Well for all the wonderful things that you get offered there. And one thing it's important to realize, and the beautiful broth cafe, gorgeous. Everybody loves the environment, the marble table, the chairs, the air conditioning, the incredible foods, everything. And one of the things, too, you can call our number, 877-4950, and set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. There's no charge, but it's great to be. We love to share great information about what holistic doctors have learned about nutrients. You don't pay anything, but we have time. But call and set up a time with Dennis or with me.
We're there 6 days a week.
877-4950, so not with somebody else, okay? Set up a time one-on-one in a beautiful area that you're over there. And, you know, we do shipping, we do mailing. You can get gift certificates for your friends, all kinds of wonderful things. And call the 877-4950 if you want to have, if you're having parties, you're having things, you want to have takeout of all the great organic foods or the great smoothies. We'll have it ready for you. Anything you want, we're there for you.
Go to the app, Alive, the broth at Alive and Well, and the menu is there, the ordering and everything is there. Place your order and tell them when you want to pick it up or when you want to come in and sit down at the beautiful bar. And it's ready when you walk in the door.
It's ready when you, and we're ready when you walk in the door too. So please call us, come in. We love you. We care about you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well. In Kahului. Aloha.